Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just like the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Cade Moyer, and you are listening to the Believe Paranormal and UFO podcast. If you have had an encounter and would like to share it, please get in touch with me. My email address is believepod@gmail.com. If you enjoy the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or review wherever you listen and head on over to our website, believepod.com, and consider becoming a member to get bonus episodes and video content. Tonight I have Belinda joining me, and Belinda is actually a returning guest to the podcast, which is a fairly rare thing because Belinda had an episode with us in season 7, episode 2, and the episode was titled from memory, A Portal Opened in My Backyard. And I always say to the guests, if something weird happens on your property or wherever you're living, get in touch with me. And that's exactly what Belinda's done, because she had something, a couple of really, really weird occurrences happen on her property there. So Belinda, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
It's good to have you back, Belinda. I am really, really stoked because it's very rare that someone will actually contact me again and say, hey, guess what? Something else has happened. And this is exactly what's happened with you. So I guess let's kick it off, because you've had a couple of things happen on this property. Let's go back to the incident that is probably one of the more confusing ones, because you had this incident with a line in the sky back in August last year of 2022. Can you walk us through this incident and just kind of tell us what happened there?
Yeah. My husband and I both, we look at the sky a lot. He's got a telescope. And I would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work. And I would notice a bright star, the brightest star in the sky. And my husband would come home at night. He did afternoon shift, and he would see the same star in the same place. And we would talk about it. We talked about it for 6 months, which I don't know why. We both look at stars. The weird thing about it was there every 12 hours. It should have only been there every 24 hours. That's because of the spin of the planet. And we put an app on it. Nothing come up. We dismissed it. Didn't think twice about it. And it must have drove my husband a little bit crazy, because eventually he got the telescope out and he put it on it. I knew what he was doing. I was waiting for him to let me know what was going on, and he called me, and I could tell by the way he called me that it was something. And when I looked at it, it was two rows of lights. We had the telescope on that for a good 10 minutes. Now, I don't like the telescope because you've got to constantly readjust because the planet moves. You've got to, and things stay in place. You've got to refocus. This thing, we didn't have to. It was moving with us. So that just stayed in focus for a good 10 minutes. Me and my daughter, we both pulled out our apps, our planet apps, nothing. It was actually blocking my view, so I put it away. I didn't bother anymore. Staring at it, we're taking turns looking through the telescope at it. When it was my go, I'm trying to look beyond the lights. I'm looking towards the back to see if I could see any shape. The best I could make out was a clam. It was dark. My husband said that he saw a dark spot in the middle, but I wasn't looking directly at the lights. They were too bright. My daughter had a Canon camera. She's trying to take photos of it. We couldn't get anything. We tried with the iPhones. Nothing happened, obviously. And during this time, lightning starts to flash. I said to my husband, look at the sky. Look at the lightning. And he said, oh, it's storm clouds. All right. Got up the weather app, got up the satellite. Nothing. Just a little patch here, patch there. Nothing significant, nothing, not enough to generate lightning like we were seeing. It didn't come from the lights. The lights that look like two rows of DNA sequence is the best way to describe them. They were as bright as floodlights in a stadium or daymakers on the side of the road when you're doing roadworks. So the lightning's going off. It intensifies. It's all around, not coming from it, nowhere near it, but just around in the sky. And then it moves backwards and then goes beyond the escarpment, and a very bright flash of light happens, and it goes, and it's never been back. And that's what happened.
That is mind-blowing. The fact that this light was in your vicinity for kind of 6 months. And then when you actually take a moment to kind of realize, hey, what is this? This isn't normal. It kind of reacts to you and then disappears. Like that's kind of terrifying if you think about it.
It left because we put eyes on it. Yeah. That was really, really weird. I don't know. I don't know the size of it. This was pre-balloons being shot down. It stayed in the one place the whole time. It didn't move. It would have been there during the day if we tried to see it. I bet you we could have seen it, but we just didn't think of it. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. Was it alien? Was it foreign technology? But if what was it looking at? If it was either of those, what? It was above a forest. What interest? I don't know. We have cows around us. I don't know. Got any answers?
No. I'd love some. I wish I did. I wish I did, because it's just a truly unusual encounter, because 99% of UFO encounters are kind of like a blink and they're kind of done moment. They don't really kind of hide in the sky and act as planets until they've been found out. And that is just such odd behavior for something like this. And to be honest, I've legitimately never heard of an encounter like it, which is why I find that so fascinating. It's just so unique. Like, the circumstances around it are just unmatched.
Yeah, and three of us saw it. three of us could, you can put three of us in a room separately and ask what happened. We'll all tell the same story because that's exactly what happened.
What? Yeah. What was going through your head when this was all kind of transpiring in that real time of, geez, this thing's now taken off? Does that kind of put a sense of fear in the in your mind of the that this thing could have been watching you?
Yeah. And I did think, have I got any missing time? Have I possibly been abducted? But that didn't happen. That honestly, that was the first thing that went through my mind. But yeah, that's, I don't sleep well enough, I don't think. But yeah, I honestly don't know. That's the first thing I went to. That, why else would they hang around? I don't know if it's aliens and if it's foreign technology. I don't know. We're measuring how many trees we got. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm grasping at straws, but yeah.
To be honest, one of my questions was going to be if you've ever encountered kind of missing time on that property, because this isn't the first time you've had weird stuff happen to it. I mean, we've essentially dedicated a whole episode to some of the weird stuff that's happened on your property before, Belinda, because it's not like every property has these portals that open up, and it's not like every property has these UFOs that fly around or more weird lights in the bushes or anything like that, but your property does, and that's really odd. That's really creepy.
Yeah, and there's obviously other people that live here and have lived here longer than me, and no one seems to talk about it or acknowledge it. Or do they just not even see it? I don't know. I don't know. That's what I can't get over either.
It very well could be that, because you'll be surprised at how much goes on that people probably just miss, because they're stuck in their daily routine of the blinders are on and I need to go from point A to point B and then back to point A again.
Possibly. Yeah, true.
But someone like yourself who has had the experiences with the unknown would be a good way to put it. You're probably a little bit more in tune with what's kind of going on in the world. Like, you know to look up into the sky. You know to look for things that are out of the norm, so to say.
Yeah, I suppose I am, yeah. I'm aware of them.
Yeah. So your husband is a non-believer of UFOs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What was his reaction to this?
Doesn't like to talk about it. Hates when I talk about it. Nods in agreement when I look to him for affirmation, and that's about it. He won't really to talk about it, which I do a lot with him because I have to, is like, it's painful for him. It's just painful. I can see it on his face. He just doesn't like it. And I ask stupid questions like, what would you have done if it didn't go, Dave? But, you know.
Those are the type of questions that kind of make a man look into himself and go, I don't know.
Yeah, I drive him insane about it, but, you know, you gotta talk about it. And he saw it as much as I did, so I won't let him get away with that.
It's I never try to make light of any of these situations, but it must be kind of fun being a believer and watching your husband kind of squirm a little bit around this situation, because it is just so out of the norm, and I can imagine, like, he just can't put it in a box. Like, he just doesn't know how to place that.
And blames me for it. It's my fault because I believe it, therefore I create it. That's, you know, his philosophy.
You're manifesting the UFOs.
Yeah, full of. Yeah, I manifest everything, yeah.
You know,
I'm responsible.
it's not the weirdest idea out there, because a lot of people do believe that a lot of this stuff can be manifested, especially if you're a big component of like the CE5 movement. Do you do any of that?
No, not really. I'd like to, but you know, you think that with all the activity that goes on out here, that I'd make a point of sitting out at least once a month to look for things, but I don't. I just don't. I don't go looking for it, as I said, so.
It's fair enough, too, because you got to do your normal life. And these are rabbit holes that you can just get lost down and never come out of again.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you could go crazy trying to think what that was. Oh, you got to refocus. That night I had to go to bed and go to sleep and go to work. That was the hardest thing. That was horrible. But I had to go to work. I had to go on. And the thing that I just saw is like the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, life goes on. So it doesn't change anything. Yeah, it should. But it doesn't.
Yeah, it's one of those things where the paradigm's been shifted completely, but your normal life still has to exist while you know everything else is going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How do you go about that? Because you've genuinely experienced much more than what the average Joe ever probably will in their life just on one property. Like, how do you go home and just go, this is the normal now? And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month.
Well, I tend to throw it in everyone's face. I don't care if they believe me or not anymore. I tell people this is what I saw and this is what I experienced. And if you want to call me a liar, then do it to my face. And people tend to not do that. So I just... That's how I cope. I talk about it. When I go to work, they love my stories. They love what I tell them. So they just, whether they believe me or not, I don't know. I think they do.
It's a really good way to go about it.
You can't keep it in. You have to, And I do a lot of, craft, I suppose you call it, a lot of therapy with knitting and crocheting. Takes your mind off those types of things. I don't know. Just you've got to block it. You can't dwell on it. You have to block it and go on with life. So that's it.
It's one of those things that if you have a very, very active property and you didn't keep your mind busy, you'd probably go a little bit crazy, to be honest. Just always looking for that next thing.
Latest one is smelling tobacco everywhere, actually, now that I think about it. Even at work, that's weird. It's the same smell everywhere, so I don't know what that is.
Yeah. It's odd because like a lot of people smell the things when it comes to the paranormal. And because the paranormal can interact with you in essentially any way that it wants. And, you know, that's why some people hear knocking on walls. That's why some people see things moving. But it's quite regular that people will have like like a smelling sensation when it comes to it. And that's how, you know, some potential spirits can kind of reach out to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had that a few times, actually, different smells.
So something I do want to chat to you about, and something that is rather interesting, because you've actually supplied some video evidence of this. But actually, just before we kind of jump into that, because I completely glossed over this, which is a pretty important detail, is that you have actually supplied some imagery that you took of this star that you saw that night. So for anyone listening and they want to check it out, definitely go into the show notes, because you can kind of see the shape that you've drawn out. Like, you can see there's an outline. You can kind of see there's two rows of lights. This isn't just some blob in the sky. Like, you can see that this was a craft, or this was something definitely up there that's not normal.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely.
So,
not a good photo, but it's something.
Oh, but you know what? I honestly think you'll never get the clearest one at night. It is just so difficult with today's technology. Even though the cameras are outstanding, even though telescopes are amazing, getting pictures of something in the night sky is next to impossible. And I have to say, your photo is one of the better ones that I've seen in a long, long time. So you can kind of see that there is a shape to it. So it's not just this white blob. So I highly recommend anyone who's listening to this, look in the show notes. You'll find a link to this, these images in there. And from memory, I think you even kind of put a GPS location. I don't know if I'll include that. We don't want randoms showing up to your property, but I'll have a chat with you about that off the air. But I do want to talk to you about this other video, and I'll include that in the show notes as well. But you've got this video of this very peculiar light kind of traveling through the trees and the long grass, which looks like it may be out the front or the back of your house.
Yeah, it's out the back, yeah.
And your dogs seem to be quite stirred up by this.
Yeah, they were. That's what got my attention to what was going on out there, yeah.
And you said to me kind of before we hit record that this is just a normal thing. Like, that's kind of fairly regular. But kind of walk me through the situation. So, like, you hear the dogs barking. You see this light. Like, what's going through your mind when you see this? Because you've seen portals. You've seen this strange thing in the sky. Now you've got this thing in the grass and in the trees. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, now's my opportunity to get something on film.
And I tell you what, you did a great job. You did a bloody great job.
Yeah. No, I just saw the light, the white light going through the trees, and I'll go and get the phone and see if I can get something. And yeah, I was just lucky, pure luck. And the dogs alerting me to it. That's what it was. I don't know what that was. I have no idea. That just blew my mind as well.
Was it making any noise that you could hear of? Because I couldn't hear anything in the video.
Nothing. Nothing. No noise at all. Nothing. I thought someone was down there with no power arc welding. But there was no one down there. I stood there for a long time after I took that video waiting for someone to move, to walk. Any sign of life down there, there was nothing. And then my husband went down there the next day, checked out the ground all around, nothing, no burning, no, I don't know if welders leave marks on the ground, I don't know, but there was no markings. Went and spoke to the farmer, he had no explanation. So yeah, we don't know.
And when I first watched your video, I was like, oh, maybe that's just someone with a torch or something like that. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It doesn't look like a torch. When you said it was like a welder, that's exactly it. Because this thing is super, super bright. And it hasn't got like a beam on it or anything. It's like super self-contained.
I made my daughter go out with her phone and flash the camera, take photos, do everything to try and replicate what was in that, and just could not do it. Just wasn't doable.
It's really strange. And this is this is a fairly common thing on your property.
Oh, I don't know. I don't see everything. I don't know. I've only ever seen that once, but I don't go looking for it. I think the week before or the week after that one was an orange orb at the back fence near the gate that my dogs alerted me to. That scared me because it just sat there. It was like it was staring at me. And I stood at the back door and I watched it. And I slowly shut the door and saying to myself, show no fear, show no fear. Shut the back door, bolted to the kitchen window, which I had a good view out of, and the light was gone within seconds of me shutting the door and going to the kitchen window.
Wow.
I don't know what that was.
That's so creepy.
Yeah, that one freaked me out. That wasn't a human holding that because there was no movement in the light. It didn't illuminate. It was just the orb itself was a light, but didn't throw light at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that might sound weird to a lot of people when they kind of hear it, but there is a big difference between like a torch light and a ball that is just kind of illuminated itself. Like the light is just completely different. And a lot of people use that type of terminology to describe UFOs when they see them.
Yeah.
So this orange orb was at the fence, and I highly recommend anyone go have a look at this video. You can see that this fence looks like it's maybe 10 meters from your house. Like, that's really close.
Yeah. That's what scared me. Yeah. Yeah, it was close. Yeah, it was like I was just sitting outside the property line looking at me. That scared me. I got a bad vibe from that one.
Do you genuinely feel like this thing was looking at you or aware of you?
Yes. Yes. Very much so. That's why it scared me. Yeah. Definitely. For sure. And Betty wouldn't settle down even after it disappeared. She growled for hours afterwards. She sat at the back window and just growled and growled. So it's one of my big dogs. Yeah, she was on alert all night, so yeah, that didn't help.
No, not at all. That would not have been calming the nerves at all. Like, dogs are, I swear, dogs like almost have a bloody sixth sense. And when your dogs are on high alert, I feel like that's something to kind of pay attention to. And especially when you are in such a remote location and such a rural location, like, I don't know how close your next neighbor is, but those properties are usually fairly large, and it can be quite a hike to knock on the neighbor's door.
Oh no, I'm okay. I've got people relatively close to me. I would not live. I'm from Sydney. I have to have people near me. So I'm fine. Yeah, if I have to, I can get to people. So yeah.
Ah, that's good. Have your neighbors experienced anything like this?
No, I don't think so. I don't really ask them about that. It's different with your neighbours than to your friends. So, yeah, I don't talk about it with my neighbours, actually. Yeah, because they do look at you like you're a weirdo. It's different.
I get it. So what do you think these little balls of light are?
I don't know. I used to think they were human spirits, but I don't know anymore, because the crossover of the alien and the paranormal now like the possibilities are, I don't know anymore. Are they linked? Are they, I don't know.
It's a funny question. And more and more people are kind of asking that same question there, Blender, of, you know, are UFOs and spirits really the same thing at the end of the day? Like, what kind of decides what they are? Is it us? Is it them? It's a really, really weird situation that, like, we're really finding ourselves in.
Yeah. We just haven't used expanded our brain power enough to understand yet. I don't know. I don't think we'll ever find out. My generation, anyway.
I don't think my generation's going to know either. And
no, but I'm a believer, and I fear the day that I wake up, and, you know, just say there is an alien invasion, I will panic, even though I believe, and I think that's key to why they keep everything hush hush, because. We will panic. I watched Independence Day and had nightmares.
If this pandemic has kind of taught the world anything, is that major change has major reactions to society. And you just have a look at how society reacted to the pandemic, and it was mind-blowing. So if we found out that we aren't the smartest things in the universe, I shudder to think we'd handle it very well. I shudder to think what would happen to our world and how we would kind of treat each other after that fact, because I'm like, I'm a believer, but it's a really scary thought to think, geez, if they came knocking on our door, how would we react? How would we treat each other?
Would it be a good idea to think that we'd all unite and fight them together and wipe them out and all live as one in love and peace and harmony at the end of it? But I don't think it'll go down that way.
No, I don't think so either, but I would like to be wrong. Let's just put it like that. There's nothing more than I'd love to be wrong about than that.
Oh, definitely. But I'm not going to go down the road of doom and gloom. I've got a lot of Yeah, we won't do that.
Well, I tell you what, Belinda, it has been fascinating chatting with you tonight, and I am so stoked you got back in touch with me about the weird ongoings around your property. It is fantastic to have some, like, video and photographic evidence of the encounters that you've had, because that's incredibly rare to kind of get. And when people do get it, sometimes it's not the best of quality, but I tell you what, yours is about as clear as day as they will really ever get in the situations that you were in, because both of those were, well, one was at what seemed like dead of night, and the other one is either quite early in the morning or quite late in the afternoon. And
late in the afternoon.
Yeah, so the lighting situation, like, the light's fading on you fairly quickly, and but I tell you what, I think it works in the advantage for the video, because it just really illuminates this orb going through the trees and flashing. And yeah, like you said, it does look like a welder's arc kind of going off, but no one's going to be doing welding in a big grassy field, because
do they require power points? I don't know, because I know there's no power down there.
Well, welding, well, depending on the type of welding that it is, it's requires a huge amount of power. So, and to be honest, that's probably a massive fire hazard to do it out in an open field like that.
Yeah, and that's, I thought there'd be some sort of scorch marks or something down there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go down there. It's a cow paddock, it's ankle breaking ground. I won't go down there, but I trust my husband, there was nothing, absolutely nothing on the ground.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Believe Paranormal and UFO podcast. If you have had an encounter and you would like to share it, please get in touch with me. My email address is believepod@gmail.com. Finally, don't forget to follow us on all our social media outlets, and be sure to join our Discord server to talk to other listeners of the show. You'll find all these links in our show notes. Thank you.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.